This is Global Patriot Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Vito Esposito Show with Big Al, starring the godfather of Global Patriot Radio, the dawn of dissenting discussion, the Italian infidel himself, Vito Esposito. Him and his hitman, Big Al, are here to whack the leftists, shake down the Democrats, and put out a contract on all the jihadis that are messing with the American family. And if you got what it takes to be a wise guy, you can get made right here on the show by dialing 319-527-6706. So, get ready to go to the mattresses and say, Mamma Mia, no Sharia, because Vito and Big Al are going to give you a radio show you can't refuse.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good evening, Global Patriots. It's Labor Day, September the 5th, 2022. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, the Vito Esposito Show. I'm Vito. Our call-in number tonight and every Global Patriot Radio night is area code 319-527-6706. That's area code 319-527-6706. And I'm joined by the No Pork Eating America Lover, Al. How you doing, Al?
Hey, doing great. It is good to be here, as always.
Hey, it's great to be here, and happy holiday, man. Another right. Federal holiday. Banks are closed.
No Labor Day. No worky-worky.
Yeah, no worky-worky. Well, the PGA was off after the FedEx finals, and so the LPGA continued, and what a tournament. The Dana Turney, 19-year-old phenom Lucy Lee, took the lead the first 2 days, including a one-shot lead into the final round on Sunday. And what a final round. Did you happen to catch any of it?
I did. I caught some of it. Very interesting. A lot of fun to watch.
It really was. It really was. But unfortunately, Lucy Lee's stellar play for a couple of days, she could not continue her hot putting for Sunday's round, and she was kind of stagnant, and she got to two under par 15 under after 15 holes, but the pack behind her was shooting lights out, including American Megan Kang and Mexico's Gabby Lopez. Kang and Lopez started Sunday 3 shots behind Lee, the 19-year-old phenom, but she couldn't do anything. She could not make any birdies, and it wasn't good enough, to maintain that lead, because Kang and Lopez just passed her right by, and so did Caroline Mason, I think, from France or Germany, and it ended up where Kang shot a 7-under. Par 64, went to 18 under, but that wasn't good enough because Gabby Lopez shot a bogey-free 8 under par 63 to finish one shot ahead at 19 under par after sinking a great birdie putt on the 18th hole, a 17-footer downhill breaking to the right, and she stole the win. And I'll tell you, the ending was cool because Gabby Lopez is pretty measured the whole round, and she let out a yell and a fist pump, and rightly so. After draining that putt, she knew that it would take a lot to catch her. And then behind her, Lucy Lee was on the 16th hole, and she actually ended up bogeying the 15th, and she needed to birdie the 16th and then eagle 17 and 18, and she just didn't have it. And neither did Thompson, she could not do nothing again. Lexi Thompson. So, but it was a great win for Gabby Lopez, and what a beautiful lady. A poor bunker shot on the 18th, but then she drained that putt. It was freaking great.
Yeah, right off the apron, just barely on the apron, and she drained it downhill at that. That was pretty amazing. Yeah. That was clutch.
Yeah, you watch the other putts that were coming in earlier before at Lopez. You can see the way it broke hard to the left, and I wasn't sure if she was going to see that. Boy, she read that absolutely perfect. I mean, just so she gets herself an LPGA win, which is great. And I'm surprised that Lopez number four. Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good. She's a good player. I really like her. Very pretty. Good. Excuse me. The Korn Ferry Tour had their finals. The top 25 finishers get their PGA Tour card yesterday. So it was a lot on the line. The weather kind of slowed down the tournament, but some good finishes and some guys are going back on the PGA Tour. So congratulations to them. And then Saturday, college football is underway. And I know Hank covered this, but wow, there were some great games on Saturday and some really good matchups for the first, game of the season, including Ohio State and Notre Dame. Number three, Ohio State took on Notre Dame, and Notre Dame tried to keep it close, but in the end, Ohio State won 20-10. The score isn't reflective of the game really much, but it was kind of sad how Notre Dame didn't keep their offense up. So on the second half.
Yeah. Well, it was, like I said, number two, Ohio State versus number five, Notre Dame. Outstanding. That's a big out of the box game. Kind of like, Florida and Utah, same thing. Florida, big upset.
Oh, how
29-26 over number seven ranked Utah. Did you watch any of that game?
I did. I did watch that game. Yeah. It was, that game, I was surprised. And it was nice to see the new head coach for Florida. I forgot his name. He actually looked like he may have that team playing really well. It's first game of the season, certainly. Number seven, Utah's ranked number seven. They come in to go into the swamp and just incredible. I had some friends that were there. And I spoke to them on Sunday, and they said it was raining like crazy at the start, and they got soaked, and they weren't sure. But it was what a game! The crowd was raucous, 90,000, and that interception at the goal line in the end zone at the end of the game was incredible. I never saw it coming. I really did. I thought Utah was going to score for sure, and when the Florida Gator player came up, the defensive player came up with that interception. Wow. I think I yelled. And I'm not a big Gator fan either. And I am now.
Me either. Me either. I was happy to see them win. And they got Florida State and LSU, big game, where Florida State won by a blocked field goal. I don't know if you saw that game, but it was...
I did not. I missed it. Oh, my God, I forgot about it. LSU too. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was a big game right out of the their second game. But,
second game.
Yeah, so chalk it up to Florida State and LSU's new coach. Boy, did he look upset.
Well, but, you know what? FSU looks good. Their first game looked really good. I know they didn't play a high caliber team, but then to come in, go in and beat LSU, and you know what? The heck with LSU. They fired Ed Orgeron. Good for Florida State. Glad they beat him.
Yeah. And even Hank got some happiness this weekend.
There was a baseball
game. San Diego State. Yeah, 7-3. So congratulations, Hank.
I'm going to have to listen on Wednesday. Hopefully I won't be working, but the Iowa Hawkeye boys are not going to be happy. Once again, no touchdown scored. It was all defensive. There were two safeties and a field goal is all that Iowa could manage. But they pulled it out 7-3. But, that's not going to hold against Ohio State. It's not going to hold against Michigan. They're going to have to figure out a way to score some points. And that was not a good, congratulations out of the box, but that wasn't good.
And then a win's a win.
a win's a win. But number three, Georgia, and took on number 11, Oregon, and that was a shocker. So I get a text from Holder. Did you – hey, did you see the score? You see what Georgia's doing? I turn it on. We're trouncing them. Holy
49-3. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow, I mean,
almost
they
as
dominated
rough as Miami and Bethune Cookman, 70-13 route.
Oh, that was Miami.
Yeah, beat Bethune Cookman, but nobody cares about that game. That was really not an important matchup. But
well, if there's a new coach
Georgia's
in Miami,
looking good, huh?
Georgia,
yeah,
Georgia,
the new coach.
Yep,
yeah.
Georgia looks great. You know, this Bennett, this kid, this quarterback Bennett is. He should have a really good year. Georgia looks fantastic. They really do. Alabama beat Utah State, which wasn't a surprise. Let's see. Number four, Clemson takes on Georgia Tech tonight.
8 o'clock.
Tune in to Hank Jones and Poly Sports this Wednesday at 5:30. They will be covering college football more in depth. So it was – you know what? I enjoyed college football this year. The opening game was fantastic, really.
Mm-hmm. I miss it. I'm glad it's back.
I was a little disappointed that the schedulers put Pittsburgh and West Virginia the opening game. I was really disappointed because that's a great game right in around November. It's a great rivalry, but Pittsburgh did come out on top, so.
Not by much, 38-31. So
yeah,
West by God, Virginia gave him a run. Even though our mutual friend is crying in his Wheaties, but hey, they gave it a good try.
Vocals. Yeah. hey, U.S. Open tennis. Haven't watched any. I actually am boycotting it this year because of
what?
The treatment of. Yeah, Novak Djokovic, not being the world number one tennis player, was denied entry into the United States because he's unvaccinated. What a crock of crap. U.S. Tennis Association should be ashamed of themselves. They should have taken on and challenged these buttheads in Washington, D.C. We have millions of illegal, unvaccinated, infected aliens pouring through our borders, and they would not allow Novak Djokovic to come in and play the U.S. Open and defend his number one ranking in the world. That's a slap in the face. But Serena Williams' great tennis career has come to an end. I did watch some of that. I watched the first set that she played when she won the second round. No, the first round, excuse me. She lost in the third round. She lost to Tommy Jovanovic of Australia in three sets, 7-5, 6-7, and she lost the last set being dominated 6-1. But what a career. You know, 25 years, she's volatile at times, but what a talent. Serena walked off Arthur Ashe Stadium for the last time to a standing ovation, and deservedly so. Her and her sister Venus really were great to watch over the last 27, 28 years. It was just that they're very, very talented. You know, there's a lot of controversy with the father, Richard, but Venus and Serena were, you know, they were fantastic. And I hope that there are some U.S. women that are in their footsteps to take the reins and carry it forth. But 25 years, what is it, 21 Grand Slams, just what a tremendous talent. God.
Yeah, I tried watching him play, and it was just a lot of grunting every shot. I couldn't take it. I really wanted to watch her play, but I couldn't. I had to stop. Is there something wrong with me? I don't know. I just couldn't take the grunting.
Do you know what? Last year I tried watching one tournament, and there were two women, and I know what you mean, man. I turned it off myself. It's just ridiculous. Never mind. Anyways, yeah. No.
Well, I know. But, I understand the grunting is that you release that energy, you get more power from your shot, It's kind of like when you throw a punch. If you grunt and let air out when you punch, you get more power with your punch. It's the same principle. But damn it, I can't take that on tennis.
I know.
It drives me nuts.
You know what? My former business partner was traveling back from up north on a plane, and he sat next to this lady who was an attorney. And so my partner liked tennis, and he was reading some tennis magazine and struck up a conversation with this lady who was an attorney, and somehow he got on. Lavinus Williams was the newcomer, and you know, he's talking about how good Venus Williams is. And I'll never forget, the attorney looked at him and said, just take note of her sister. Her sister's name is Serena. She will be better than Venus. And, man, that was one comment that we used to talk about, you know, for a few years before we parted company. And it always was that attorney, that lady, she was actually the manager of the girls when they were at IMG Academy. And she was absolutely right. Absolutely right. And, you know, it's really cool to watch. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know, U.S. Men's and women's tennis, I hope we have, some, yeah. some footsteps to follow here. Oh, man.
Well, the problem with Djokovic is the CDC, not so much the U.S. Tennis Association, the USTA, because under 42 Code of Federal Regulations, Part 70 and 71, the CDC is authorized to detain, medically examine, and release persons arriving into the United States and traveling between states who are suspected of carrying these communicable diseases, being COVID being one of them. So these extraordinary powers given to the CDC is what is causing all of these problems, because they are the baseline for all of this crazy legislation. And the president, Biden, he loves the CDC having all this power, because it takes it, they can control the people, and it just falls on him just partially.
No, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. There is absolutely no reason to not let the number one player in the world into the United States to play. There is none.
Yeah.
There, you know, you can go to other countries, take a PCR test. You'll take one before you leave. You'll take one when you get there. You'll take one during your visit. You can't tell me that there are measures in place that can't be done. This was a dictatorial, authoritarian rule. And it's pretty sad. It really is. And I'm, you know, what's also sad is I'm surprised the players didn't revolt on this, because, you know, to have Djokovic, the number one player, forget about his name, the number one player in the world is denied entry into the United States after we've got tens of millions of, or we have millions of unvaccinated illegal aliens pouring through our borders. And we're seeing, we're seeing diseases, you know, once again, surge, and resurface after what, 60, 70, 80, 90 years that they've been not been seen before. Smallpox, hoof and mouth disease, you know, what's the other one that was polio like symptoms. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
Jesus. And then speaking of scrubs, with which concerns to Biden, NASA once again scrubbed another launch. The Artemis 1 was scrubbed last Saturday. They found another leak, so it's going to be rescheduled. It's an unmanned launch to the moon, and the boosters are going to be are tagged in such a way that they're going to monitor the boosters with regards to liftoff. So, but another failure under Biden. So,
yeah, failure under NASA.
Yeah,
I sent NASA a note because I was on the live feed. So I sent them a note going, hey, you really need to contact – this is what I said to NASA, my recommendations. Hey, you need to contact SpaceX and Elon Musk to help you do a proficient wet test before you bring this rocket onto the platform for firing – for shooting up. I never heard back. I don't know why. No,
well,
a wet test is where they do a complete fill, and then if there's any leaks, they find them before they take it out to the actual platform where they're gonna shoot the rocket off of. Whether they did this, I don't know.
Well, they spent $40 billion so far.
Yeah.
$40 billion. And they can't launch the Artemis 1, an unmanned spacecraft. And like you said, how does SpaceX do it? How does SpaceX launch multiple rockets, you know, in 2 in 1 month, 3 in a month? So obviously there's something wrong. And you're right. Maybe they should contact Elon Musk and SpaceX to figure out how to do it more proficiently and to get a rocket off the launching pad. I mean, my goodness, yeah. $40 billion so far on Artemis 1, and you can't launch the freaking thing.
Yep, but then we got that dinosaur Marx's Bill Nelson running NASA, so what do you expect?
That's true. That's true. He had one too many space missions, Bill Nelson.
And they already went woke. They let's see, for the people that are going to the moon, they're gonna have a woman of color. Well, this woman of color is actually Palestinian, which is great that she made it through, but I was looking at her, and yeah. I don't know what color she is. I don't know if you noticed that or not. But
no, I did not. It's just laughable. I mean, it really is. There has to be, with this woke culture, they have to have some sort of symbolism over substance. And you know what? Maybe she is qualified, but no, it's a woman of color. Oh, my God. We've already had a black man go up. We had black people go up already. So just, you know, and yeah. Besides that, isn't it amazing? This genderless woke society now is making sure a woman of color, but we had a black man go up. And so doesn't that negate their whole argument? Because gender is supposed to be neutral?
Yeah. And I want to know, what color is Palestinian? Because what are they, Jordanians, Egyptians, Syrians? Palestinians,
Syrian.
Not even a people.
Syrian.
Right. What color is a Syrian?
I don't know.
Be a little brown. Yeah, they might be a little on the browner side, tan, but I don't know. I don't know what color that falls under.
Oh, I tell you. Well, Al, I've got a rant for tonight, and it has to do with the wicked man, Joe Biden. And that's just the term now that in my mind fits perfectly. But Joe Biden gave a dark, divisive, and disappointing speech on September 1st, 2022. And Al, you know, the significance of that, and I know that Biden is not smart enough to know the significance of that date, but because the plagiarizer-in-chief loves to hijack other people's ideas, speeches, and values and push him off as his own, I'm sure he knew about the speech that Adolf Hitler gave, you know, 83 years ago on September 1st, 1939. But I just found it ironic that dark setting, and by the way, I thought that setting was, when I saw the photo, I didn't listen to his speech live. It's just hard to listen to, but the backdrop was pretty dark, wasn't it? And it was like an evil look. And it was, it's pretty sad that you know, they have to display Biden. And I don't know what they were trying to do to prop this feral fraud up. But it's Labor Day in America. And I remember growing up as a kid, it was actually a disappointing day because it marked the unofficial end of summer. And it was the day before the new school year was to start. Because up north, and you know, you start the Tuesday, the day after Labor Day. So it's holiday in America, and it's always the first Monday in September. It was created to honor and recognize the American labor movement, and is yet another federal holiday. Marxist labor unions love this day. There's also, you know, sporting events such as the U.S. Tennis Open. The U.S. Open Tennis is in Flushing, Queens, and it's customary that it is on Labor Day weekend. So this holiday weekend has been overshadowed by Adolf Biden's speech, which he gave in Philadelphia. And it was a dark, divisive, and quite a bitter speech on September 1st, 2022. Now, I've got a clip of his speech, and we'll try to get through. It's 5 minutes, but I'm not sure we can get through 5 minutes. So if you're eating something right now or having dinner, maybe you should stop eating because, you know, Biden will get you sick. And you know, it's a dark speech. It really is. But it was a political speech, and he's doing what he was installed to do, and that was to create a division.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Bull.
These are hard things. But I'm an American president, not a president of red America, blue America, but of all America.
Yeah, sure.
And I believe it's my duty to level with you, to tell the truth, no matter how difficult.
Yeah, this is Biden's truth. It's Biden's way. You know, he lives in an alternate universe. But the significance of the September 1st speech, it was the 83rd anniversary of Adolf Hitler's Reichstag speech, where Adolf Hitler and Germany declared war on Poland. Now, keep in mind that Adolf Joe Biden is not a smart man, so he doesn't do things without it being scripted. Adolf Biden's September 1st speech was no coincidence. It was held the same day, 83 years later, where Adolf Hitler declared war on Poland, and Adolf Biden declares war on Americans. Americans are now labeled MAGA Americans. Now, this attack on Donald Trump and anyone who dares to follow him and his pro-America and pro-American agenda is a disgrace. The dark speech by Adolf Joe Biden had a dark and evil backdrop. The plagiarizer-in-chief does not do anything by accident. He can't. He's not smart enough. He doesn't have the mental acuity or capacity. And let's not forget, this is an attack on political opponents. Somehow, this is acceptable. Remember the charges conjured up by Nancy Pelosi and her fellow Democrats against President Trump, alleging he was going after his political opponents, Adolf Joe Biden, who admitted that Biden and Obama engaged in a quid pro quo against the Ukrainian government to withhold a $1 billion loan guarantee? So Adolf Joe Biden launches his political attack on Americans. Americans engaged in freedom of speech. Freedom to choose their political candidates. You know, the Bible describes the wicked man in Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19. Proverbs 6 states the wicked man, a worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. He winks his eyes. He shuffles his feet. He points his fingers. Perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually, just like this speech. He sows discord. Therefore, his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly, he shall be broken without remedy. These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue. Doesn't that describe Biden? A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running evil, a false witness who speaks lies and who sows discord among brethren. The wicked man, Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19, destroying unity and sowing discord. The Bible is quite clear. A profound description of Joe Biden's perverse, contrary to what is right or good, the wicked or depraved. We in America have seen since January 20th, 2021, a man that willfully opposes or resists what is right, what is expected, and what is reasonable, with his extreme and radical anti-American edicts. A chronic liar who has cheated the American people, but he's not alone. The left wing in America has redefined freedom and liberty in their attempt to rewrite our Constitution and redefine our republic. The left wing has also redefined the term fascism. Fascism is defined as a system of government marked by a centralization of authority under a dictator, a capitalist economy subject to stringent government controls, violent suppression of the opposition. Second bullet point, a political philosophy or movement based on or advocating such a system of government. The third bullet point, oppressive dictatorial control. Adolf Joe Biden has been leading by his oppressive dictatorial control. His dictatorial control is attacking and suppressing political opponents, as was done this past Thursday, September 1st, 2022. Adolf Biden oppressive and dictatorial edicts started with immediately taking America off energy independence, making that unilateral decision and making America dependent upon foreign sources of oil and for energy. Then ignoring the American people, ignoring the rapidly rising costs impacting by escalating oil prices, which led to tremendous spikes at the gas pump, rapidly rising food prices and transportation costs, inflation the highest in over 41 years. And don't forget, Adolf Joe Biden ignored this. He ignored it for a year. As prices escalated and rose out of control, all Americans were affected, speaking out, and what was the wicked man's response? Finally, the wicked man responded. He blamed Putin. Adolf Joe Biden unilaterally issued an unconstitutional edict forgiving student loan debt. See, this is what dictators do. A form of pandering, but with acquiring more and more power, bypassing America's rule of law, the U.S. Constitution. And we all know how the liar in chief, Adolf Joe Biden, loves to use the term rule of law. So here is a clear instance where Joe Biden has bypassed the rule of law, bypassing the U.S. Constitution. You see, Adolf Biden doesn't care what the American people think. Dictator Joe Biden will tell you how to think. Usurp the First Amendment rights to free speech. How dare you Americans exercise your right to free speech and challenge the wicked man? A dictator will demonize you. He will segregate you. You know, the pandemic of the unvaccinated, the MAGA Republicans. So a dictator will demonize you. He'll segregate you. He'll make sure to find a way to silence you, such as making you the enemy of the state. Weaponize the federal government to use against we the people, whether it's the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Education, or the Internal Revenue Service. A dictator will suppress your right to speech as guaranteed under the Bill of Rights. A dictator will suppress your freedom to peaceably assemble. If you're not on the correct side of the political aisle, as we've seen with the wicked man's dark speech this past Thursday. You notice there is never any talk nor condemnation from left-wingers about the violence of Antifa and Black Lives Matter as they burned down cities across America, as they occupied cities in the Northwest and destroyed once beautiful cities. The left-wing are silent because silent is consent. It is the destructive Democrat Party who has been and is undermining our constitutional republic and our free elections across America. This past weekend, yet another mule was arrested for facing 20 years in prison for what? Election fraud. Project Veritas and 2000 Mules documentary exposed those engaged in election and voter fraud in 2020. And they're being arrested. But the wicked man, Joe Biden, makes sure to omit this from any discussion. The Democrat Party is actively engaged in cheating and voter fraud. Hell, they even flipped a House seat in Alaska. How? By voter fraud, allowing mail-in ballots to be counted 10 days after the polls closed. 10 days after the polls closed. You see why they want mail-in ballots versus voting in person? Now, I don't know about you, but in a general election, election day is the first Tuesday following the first Monday. It's been like that for as long as we've been alive. Now, how could you be that stupid not to know when election day is? And then to allow mail-in ballots to be mailed 10 days after the polls closed. Ladies and gentlemen, the real perversion of our nation is by the left wing and Adolf Biden. He's dispatched to distract America's attention from the facts. The left-wing media controlled by the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, complies with the extreme and radical left-wing political ideology. You won't hear the so-called mainstream media talk about voter fraud mules being caught because they're Democrats. But they will continue to focus on January 6, 2021, an event staged and exacerbated by Nancy Pelosi and company, the Swamp, made up of members of both sides of the political aisle who sought to influence and upend the Electoral College process to ensure Donald Trump would not be reelected as president of the United States and put in place a brain-dead chimpanzee to be installed. Folks, Joe Biden is the wicked man as described in Proverbs 6, verse 12 through 19. Biden has sown the seeds of hate and division and by design. You can't tell me that Joe Obama, an evil man who has been in government for 50 years, has come across in this divisive manner. All Joe Obama knows is big government and controls by big government. Spend, 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 and make Americans dependent upon the federal government. And along the way in 50 years, Joe Obama has enriched himself and his criminal crime family with his sordid, underhanded dealings with Ukraine, with communist Russia, and communist China. Oh, by the way, did you know that communist China infused $70 million into the Biden library? Yeah, $70 million by communist China. Hey, but you're not supposed to know that. The wicked man who shuffles his feet and points his fingers makes false accusations condemning others. Yet Joe Obama Biden is the very individual who is corrupt, a liar, and a cheat. The perfect charlatan installed by a corrupt cabal in Washington, D.C. And now this same corrupt cabal is prancing out Biden to be the sort of Puritan. However, the plagiarizer-in-chief has been exposed. The New York Post attempted to expose the fraud and the Biden crime family, but the media was shut down by the Swamp with lies and propaganda campaign of disinformation and misinformation. It took 2 years for the truth to finally come out that the New York Post did have credible information about Biden and the Biden crime family. But again, folks, there are no consequences for the lying and intentional deceit, which opens the door for an Adolf Biden to distract with his lies and propaganda, demonizing over 100 million Americans. It's just sick, and folks, it's getting worse. There's a tweet by Zachary Porter on Twitter who stated the following. As pathetic as he is, speaking of Biden, now that he is obviously sick with mental disease, I'm sorry, with mental illness, Joe Obama is and always has been a criminal and therefore fits perfectly into the construct of communism, socialism as a dictator. As his tactics blatantly show, the proof is in the pudding. And Zachary included a chart which defines fascism, Marxism, and communism. Check it out on Twitter. Zachary Porter, great comment by Mr. Porter. We, the government, is going to tell you, the people, how to think. And if you don't think our way, the government way, then we will correct you. So tell me, what is a MAGA Republican? The wicked man Joe Biden speaks in tongues and throws out this term MAGA Republicans. The wicked man has just gone after a political opponent, Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is identified as making America great, MAGA. The anti-constitutional Biden is formally infringing upon Americans' right to free speech. Ladies and gentlemen, that is fascism. That is authoritarianism. Bypassing Congress and the Constitution, unilaterally issuing an edict to forgive student loans is authoritarian. And even more egregious is to deny Americans the rights to free speech, to peaceably assemble, and to redress your government for grievances. Not to mention the wicked man's assault on the Second Amendment. Blatantly assaulting the Second Amendment. There is your anti-constitutional actions by a so-called president of the United States. But beware of the distractions by the wicked man. Joe Biden, the real anti-American, a destroyer, not a uniter. And finally, I'd like to end with a clip from a man who immigrated to America, who considers himself a MAGA Republican. And since we don't know how Biden is to define MAGA Republicans, maybe Mr. Alma Oheniopari can eloquently articulate what it means to be a MAGA Republican. This man immigrated to the United States, waited 18 years to become a citizen of the United States because of the freedoms and liberties that America affords. This is a 5-minute clip. I don't know if you've heard it, but thanks again to Holger for pointing this out. I did find the clip, and I'll tell you, it takes a lot of balls to get on TikTok or a social media platform and make this such a statement. And it's done very eloquently, and he clearly articulates.
Hi, everyone. This message is for the President of the United States. So if you know someone close to him, please tag them so they can bring this to his attention. My name is Alma Oheniopari. I'm a person of faith, a husband of 16 years, and a father of 4 wonderful children. I am also an immigrant to the United States of America. I came here at the age of 19, full of hope, optimism, and a willingness to do what was necessary to achieve the American dream. After 18 years of waiting and hoping, I was finally granted the privilege of becoming an American citizen in 2021. Today, I am a proud American, a law-abiding patriot, and a man willing to defend the principles and values that made America great and brought people like me here. Mr. President, I am also a conservative Republican, or what you have recently labeled a MAGA Republican. Over the last few days, you have looked into the camera and called me and millions of other people like me extremists. You have told me and my children that we don't matter to you because of our beliefs. Your spokespeople and the media have labeled us dangerous, full of hate, and a threat to democracy. You went as far as to suggest that we would not stand a chance against the government's F-15s in defending our country from tyranny. Your party leaders have taken your cue and called us terrorists, and all this without taking any time to acknowledge our humanity, listen to our concerns, or seek to understand our fears. I was born in a country where my rights were not always guaranteed, and to hear the President of America and the leader of the free world dismiss more than 70 million of his own countrymen as fringe and extreme and not worth listening to breaks my heart and makes me wonder what I should tell my children about the future of this once great shining city on a hill. This is the reason many of us embrace the call to make America great again. It is because we believe our great nation is under a moral, physical, and spiritual assault. We are MAGA because we want to restore the promise in the hearts of our children that this is the place where their efforts will be rewarded and where their true potential can be realized. We are MAGA because we believe in freedom of speech, the freedom to exercise our religion. We believe in limited government and the rule of law. We are MAGA because we love the Constitution and believe our founders established a means for we the people to defend it from enemies both foreign and domestic. I am MAGA because I want to be able to look into the eyes of my four black children to assure them that they're not victims, that they hold inside them what it takes to achieve anything they set their hearts on. We believe our leaders should put America and its interests first before any other nation. We believe our government should not saddle our children and grandchildren with insurmountable debt, chasing after a misguided idea of controlling or changing the course of the climate. Millions of us were horrified to witness what happened on January 6th and believe that justice must be served. But we also see through the attempt to paint all Republicans with a false moniker of insurrectionists and to conflate the genuine misgivings of those who feel disaffected and disenfranchised with an unfounded accusation that we are somehow against democracy. We are MAGA because we love law enforcement, but doubt whether the Justice Department or the FBI can be trusted to deal fairly and impartially when they have given us clear and repeated evidence of their political bias against half of the country. As a new American, this November will be the first time I get to exercise my right to vote, a right I've waited nearly two decades to earn. I understand the urge during an election season to attack those you see as political opponents. But Mr. President, I am not your enemy, and the tens of millions of MAGA Republicans are not filled with hate towards anyone. We love this country. We are heirs of the great legacy of freedom this country has afforded us and wish to exercise our right to be heard and not demonized. So I ask you, Mr. President, to tear down this wall of divisiveness and division that seeks to pit your fellow citizens against one another. Heed your own call for unity and lay off the rhetoric that seeks to demonize and defame millions of people who would give their lives and fortunes to defend these United States. If you believe in the redemption of America, then give my children a reason to hope, a reason to believe that our best days are ahead of us, in spite of the challenges we face as a country. Thank you for listening.
That was Mr. Oheni Opare. An immigrant who recently became, in 2021, a citizen of the United States. That was an excellent summary by that gentleman. And it's a shame that the GOP leaders, I use that term loosely, didn't come out as strong as Mr. Opare. And now I found it really interesting, you know, some of his comments, and one of them in particular is the law enforcement issue. And this is how good the destructive Democrat Party is. The Democrat Party, including each and every member in Congress, was on board with the defund the police movement. And Adolf Biden came out and talked about law enforcement, and he co-opted and he distracted from the Democrat Party's position of defunding the police, which is backfiring all around the country. And they seem to know that the defund police movement has backfired and badly, and now suddenly the Democrat Party is for police. You know, whether it was defund the police, $1 billion cut out of the New York City budget, defund the police in Minneapolis, defund the police in St. Louis, all across the United States, it was defund the police by the Democrat Party, by the Democrats, by the left-wingers. And Mr. Opari brought a good point up. And in his divisive and dark speech on September 1st, Adolf Biden decided that the Democrat Party now is for police, for law enforcement. What a joke. But he's going to get away with it. He gets away with it every time, Al. So what did you think of What did you think of Mr. Obari's speech?
Well, powerful, a little on the not angry enough side, but Trump took care of that at his recent rally in Pittsburgh with thousands of people who showed up, filled up a whole stadium, and then it was a compare and contrast of another president. President Biden had his rally in Wilkes-Barre and had maybe hundreds of people there. I don't know if you saw that or not, but
no.
The side-by-side is very telling.
Look, Joe Biden is uninspiring, and people know that the guy is a chronic and habitual liar. The guy hides in his basement. He's not transparent. You know, give press conferences, but we all know the reason why. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. The issue with his mental ability and stability, Joe Obama can't conduct, and the Democrat Party and the swamp can't afford to have Joe Obama conducting impromptu interviews, impromptu press conferences. He doesn't have the ability to hold on to a subject. And then who knows what's going to come out of this guy's mouth? You know, does it happen with the Economic Council in April of 2019, where he then goes on this admission of withholding a $1 billion loan guarantee? And you know the entire Democrat Party had heart failure, as well as Nancy Pelosi scrambling with Adam Schiff to figure out a way to condemn Trump. And then Trump, of course, it was disclosed he called President, Zelensky to find out about what was being done by Biden and Obama to withhold this $1 billion loan guarantee and firing the special prosecutor. I think that's a pretty good reason to ask the president of Ukraine at the time what was going on. But because of Biden's diarrhea of the mouth, the Democrats, the swamp in Washington, D.C. had to figure out a way to turn the tables onto Trump. And they're good at it. And just like with law enforcement, you know, for 3 years, 4 years now, it's been to defund the police. I'm sorry, it was, 27 months, because George Floyd has been drug-free for 27 months. 27 months now of this nonsense about defunding the police. And we're watching in horror as crime is out of control, as criminals are being let back on the streets by the George Soros-funded attorney generals and state's attorneys, all of these sordid communists who now are letting criminals back on the street to continue to inflict more crime and more damage on society. Labor Day. Wow. Let's laud the labor. Let's not talk about what's going on, you know, within our country. Unsustainable debt. You know, Mr. Opari was absolutely correct. You've got the Democrat Party. You've got Congress and a useful idiot in the White House who have inflated the debt $31 trillion. And you know something, Al? Here we have the debt going from $25 trillion to $31 trillion. In less than 2 years, you've got Adolf Biden putting forth, along with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, $4 trillion of spending that have mired this country into debt. As a result of this reckless spending and inflation soaring to the highest in 41 years, you're the financial guy. Isn't it amazing now that as a result of this reckless fiscal policy of the Biden-Harris regime, the feds now step in
and they have to raise interest rates. And in raising interest rates, what does that do? It increases the amount of interest on our debt. So we had virtually zero interest on a debt of $25 trillion. Now it's at $30.8 trillion, and we have, what, 2%, 4% interest now that we're having to pay on debt? So is this all orchestrated? This doesn't happen by accident. And no wonder brain-dead Biden remains silent for 15 months. For certainly the first 11 months, he was silent. And then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose with Russia, Ukraine. And now let's go ahead and blame Putin for what's happening in America. But what happened prior to that, let's not even talk about, because that created a baseline. I'll tell you, the assault on the American people, the assault on the Constitution by this government, by the Biden-Harris regime, by the nasty Pelosi, Schumer-led Congress. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Each and every one of those five components have been abridged by this administration, by this regime, by this anti-constitutional, anti-American regime. And Adolf Biden gave such a bitter, divisive speech, and he turned the tables. And now you'll find that each and every Democrat Party candidate for Congress will utilize those talking points by Adolf Biden in condemning Republicans as MAGA. No one knows what the term MAGA means, what term a MAGA supporter is. No one knows. So obviously, if you're a candidate for the United States Congress, irrespective of who you are backed by, you will now be vilified, and you will now be labeled a MAGA Republican. But if you're Ayala, the candidate for Attorney General of Florida, who is financed by the anti-American communist George Soros, you get a pass. Yes, Ayala, who was fired, okay, from prosecuting a cop killer in Orlando by then Governor Rick Scott, because she did not want to impose the death penalty. A fucking murderer who point blank shot a police officer, Sergeant Deborah Clayton, five times. She begged for a life. Good person. And Marquise Lloyd shot her five times, point blank, killing her. And what did Ayala do? She refused to prosecute for the death penalty. And she is removed by Governor Rick Scott. Now this woman is running for Attorney General of Florida, supported by communist George Soros. And don't forget, George Soros also supported the state's attorney for San Francisco, a Chase Bedwin, who was recalled by the left-wingers in California. George Soros funded the state's attorney in St. Louis. George Soros funded the state's attorney in Los Angeles. George Soros is a cancer. And we the people now are the enemy of the state. When these communists come into our country and they try to undermine our way of life and our constitutional republic. And again, folks, it was no mistake that Adolf Biden gave his divisive speech and waged war against MAGA and Donald Trump on September 1st, 2022. 83 years after Adolf Hitler gave his Reichstag speech on September 1st, 1939, declaring war on Poland. We all know that Joe Obama has a history of plagiarism. in college, running for president in 1988. There was a reason this brain-dead Biden was never chosen. But it was his time. Why? Because the communists in America needed a brain-dead chimpanzee to put forth their radical agenda. And on September 1st, 2022, the wicked man, pointing his fingers, laid out that agenda. And with his dark and divisive speech, he went after his political opponents. And in 2019, that was an impeachable offense. But when you have willing accomplices in the United States House, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Maxine the Mouth Waters, Steny Hoyer, they will protect, they will shield, and they will continue to excuse the actions of Joe Obama. I mean, hell, right at the beginning of Joe Biden's divisive and dark speech, he stated, in the Constitution, where it says all men, where all are created equal. Excuse me, Joe, it's all men are created equal. You see, this is the woke culture. This is how phony this political clown is. I mean, he can't even repeat what the Constitution says. We're all are created equal. No, it says we're all men are created equal. I mean, you can't even be honest with that. Equality and democracy are under assault. Yeah, they're under assault by the left wing in America, the true anti-Americans, the true anti-constitutionalists. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represented extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. Not every Republican embraces these ideologies. See, once again, the Democrat Party, the left wing, seeks to identify the Republican Party and Republicans. How convenient. Because there is no unity within the Republican Party for any leader to stand up and call Adolf Biden a blowhard, a liar, a charlatan. Why is he able to get away with defining who the GOP is or any member of the GOP? We watched that happen in 2018. We watched it happen in 2019. We watched it happen in 2010. Are the Republicans that devoid of confrontation? Do they simply accept how they are defined? We have a two-party system in America. So you have to say something about the GOP. Well, it turns out that many of the GOP are part of the Unity Party. They despise Donald Trump. And as a result, those members of the GOP are silent. And it allows the Democrat Party to define who the GOP are. Or at least attempt to. And conservatives are thrown into that. When in fact the real anti-Americans, the real fascists, the real anti-constitutionalists, the real racists are the Democrats and the Democrat Party. I'll throw in McConnell in there as well. Why has there not been any member of the Republican Party in Congress setting the tone to challenge Adolf Joe Biden and tell the world the Democrat Party is the party of hate? Tell the world, just like Mr. Opari did. The Democrat Party is the party of Marxism. The Democrat Party embraces communism. It embraces Marxism and its oppression. Just look at their members who are embraced by the extreme Democrat Party. Embraced by the Democrat Party who are extremists, excuse me. How about Bernie Sanders, who's a communist? The man honeymoons in Russia. Now, I don't know about you in the 1970s. I don't know how many people actually honeymooned in Russia. But Bernie Sanders did. Bernie Sanders is embraced by the Democrat Party, including its leadership, running for president twice. Senate President Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi embrace this communist. How about Ilhan Omar, a Muslim supremacist, a crook, who deceived the American people, who deceived the American government by marrying her brother to defraud the immigration department.
Incestuous Ilhan Omar, who has violated campaign finance laws on numerous times, yet Ilhan Omar is embraced by the Democrat Party and by Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. How about Raphael Warnock, Georgia senator, a Marxist radical ideology, a political belief system that is antithetical to our American freedoms and liberties, yet the Democrat Party, including Chuck Schumer, including Bernie Sanders, including Dianne Feinstein, embrace this radical anti-American, and the Democrat Party donors embrace this communist as well. How about Eric Swalwell? Eric Swalwell is feeling his oats, loves to tweet out on Twitter now, has no shame whatsoever, whose political career was launched and furthered by the communist Chinese government, who had a relationship with a communist Chinese spy, Fang Fang, is embraced and covered for by the Democrat Party, embraced by Nancy Pelosi. When it was revealed that he was banging a Chinese spy, and a Chinese spy who helped launch his congressional career, was he removed from any House committees? No, Nancy Pelosi turned the other cheek, didn't she? Her fellow Californian was fine. This is how corrupt our government is. A congressman was bought and paid for by the communist Chinese, banging a Chinese spy. Oh, let's stay in California. How about Adam Schiff? The Democrat Party assigned this man as their attack dog. It turns out that Adam Schiff used taxpayer-funded slush fund to settle a sexual harassment lawsuit with a male intern. No accountability for his actions. Did you all know this? The issue was buried by the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. While these sordid individuals condemn others, they are not held accountable for their actions. And they're Democrats. So it's expected to be, it's expected to be sordid. I mean, hell, Alcee Hastings, the first federal judge to be impeached in Florida, runs for the U.S. Congress and is embraced by the Democrat Party, is embraced by the congressional black Republicans, a disgraced judge, impeached, and he should have been run out of politics altogether. Just like Corrine Brown. You remember Corrine Brown, ladies and gentlemen? Congresswoman Corrine Brown started the foundation, raises over $880,000 for scholarships for the children. It's for the children, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know how much she gave for the children in scholarships? Out of $880,000, $1,400. The rest went to her daughter, to herself, lavish campaign. $880,000. And she was found guilty for defrauding, I guess, her donors. She goes to jail. Okay, you think it's over, right? You think it's over. She goes to jail. She's out of jail now, folks. And she just ran for Congress once again. Now, she lost. She lost to a Marxist, but she lost. She ran for Congress. And did the Democrat Party condemn her? They didn't say a word. She takes a $76,000 Mercedes-Benz from an African king. And because she gave that Mercedes-Benz to her daughter, she decided she wasn't going to report that on her campaign finance as a sitting member of Congress. I didn't take it. Yes, you did. You gave it to your daughter. Well, I didn't take it. Oh, this is how corrupt these individuals are. And it's one person after another. Yet the Democrat Party has the audacity to define the Republicans. But the Republicans allow it to happen. Now, I know their voices aren't heard as much as the Democrats are. But by God, you need to find a way. And there is a way with all the social media platforms, with all the alternative sources out there, including the internet, to fight back, to punch back.
There is no reason to allow someone like Adolf Biden to define who you are, when in fact the wicked man is an evil man, is a corrupt man, his entire political life. Yet we sit there and we take it. Well, we don't have to take it anymore. And we're not going to take it anymore. And clearly, people like Mr. Alma Opari is not taking it. A new American, an immigrant, who is trying to grab the brass ring, is now going to vote for the very first time in his life as an American. He came through the proper channels. And you have a president now who likes to condemn those very people because he supports the Constitution, because he believes in freedom of speech. He believes in freedom of religion. He's a threat now to the United States of America. Hogwash. King George thought the same thing. And it was patriots who stood up and fought back. Oh, now you have a president who's now threatening you with F-15s. You see, this is why they don't want you to own AR-15s. This is why they don't want you to own what they call assault weapons. Why does the government need it? Huh? Why is the IRS arming themselves? Why is the Department of Social Security arming themselves? Why are they buying millions of rounds of ammunition? Why? The Social Security Department? Are they afraid that seniors are going to attack the Social Security Administration? Are they afraid that instead of throwing the pens, they'll be firing their Glock 9mm? I mean, why the Social Security Department? Why? And then you have every member of the Democrat Party voting for 87,000 new IRS agents? After Obama weaponized the IRS in taking out the Tea Party, and now you've got Biden weaponizing the IRS to go after Americans? There are 873 billionaires in the United States, and you need 87,000 new IRS agents? If you know nothing else, every Democrat running for Congress or the United States Senate, they voted for 87,000 new IRS agents. This is what an oppressive regime does. This is what the wicked man does. The wicked man claims he's going to tell the truth in his view. His view is very sordid. MAGA Republicans don't respect the Constitution. And, of course, the wicked man uses the term rule of law. Now, this is a slogan most used by the wicked man, Joe Biden, as he points his finger. It's what a lying wicked man does. Suppresses your freedom of speech. How dare you speak about an election with irregularities and question the outcome? Now, it's okay for the Democrats to do that. It was okay for Senator Dianne Feinstein to object to the 2004 election. That was okay because it was the Democrat who was objecting to a Republican being elected by we the people. Or it's okay for Hillary Rodham Clinton not to concede her 2016 race after she loses it to Donald Trump, after she cheated and she was caught cheating in the Democrat primary, presidential primary. It's okay for Democrats to hold these views and not be cordial and not concede and to question outcomes because it didn't go in their favor. But now we have irregularities. We have one mule after another being arrested for election and voter fraud. Thanks to the Veritas videos and the 2000 Mules documentary, who captured these frauds, these cheaters on camera, and they're being arrested. So there was election irregularities. We the people, under free speech, can't object to this? It's okay for Dianne Feinstein to do it. It's okay for Hillary Rodham Clinton to do it and still do it. After that lying broad formulated and concocted a phony Russian collusion story, which cost American taxpayers over $30 million for a fraudulent story, which cost General Michael Flynn his livelihood, which imprisoned two other people for a fraud. It was a lie. The Christopher Steele document was a lie. It was concocted by Hillary Rodham Clinton. And yet the wicked man stood up on September 1st, 2022, and defined the Republicans as being anti-American, anti-Constitution. That takes a lot of balls, ladies and gentlemen. We have a regime that is suppressing our freedom of speech. We have a regime that does not want us to peaceably assemble nor redress the government for grievances. Yeah, it's Labor Day. And we have, what, 63 days until Election Day? And the Democrat Party is desperate. They're feeling their oats. And Joe Obama laid out a game plan for each and every Democrat to use to attack Republicans. Doesn't matter if you are supported by Donald Trump. You are now a MAGA Republican. And that means that you're a radical. It doesn't matter that you're Raphael Warnock, who's a Marxist, who is an anti-constitutionalist, who voted for 87,000 new IRS agents, who voted to tax each and every American. It doesn't matter. Because now anybody who runs against him is a MAGA individual. And it's even worse because a patriot like Herschel Walker was supported by Donald Trump and knows him. So we can't question irregularities of an election. And it's why it's important that left wing never addresses the U-Haul trucks with ballots being delivered to election locations at 2:30 in the morning after voting had been suspended, or the suitcase full of ballots being taken, suitcases full of ballots being taken from underneath tables after all people were dismissed from the counting sites, leaving four or five people to count votes who are pulling suitcases out from under tables, which is captured on video. You didn't see what you saw, but you saw what you seen, but you didn't see what you seen. That's the Democrat convoluted way. How dare you exercise your free speech to question the federal government over the validity of an election? Who in the hell do you think you are? Well, the wicked man told us who we are. Extremists, radicals. And one more note, I had a laugh at the wicked man claiming that GOP was giving power for elections over to outside entities and cronies. You know, this is the alternative universe that Adolf Biden lived in September 1st, 2022. Is that like the Democrat Party having Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan spending $435 million of their own money, infusing into the Democrat Party and Democrat strongholds to change election laws and to sway elections? Or how about mini Mike Bloomberg admitting that in 2018, he spent over $60 million of his money to elect Democrats in order to give Nancy Pelosi the speakership. And then on top of that, he proclaimed in 2020 that he was going to spend over $100 million in at least two races in order to elect Democrats into Congress, into the Senate, and into the House. $100 million by devout, destructive Democrats. And the wicked man has the audacity to claim that the GOP is changing elections and using their cronies and outside entities. George Soros is funding radical anti-Americans for attorney generals, for state's attorneys. And he's a crony of Obama. He's a crony of Biden. He's a crony of the Democrat Party. You see the distraction and the audacity that the wicked man Biden has? How about using the FBI to suppress freedom of the press and intentionally lying about Hunter Biden's laptop, suppressing free speech, suppressing freedom of the press? And the wicked man Biden talks about lies about Republicans and lies about Republicans. They used and weaponized the FBI in 2016, in 2017, in 2018, in 2019, 2020, now 2021 and 22, they've weaponized the FBI. They, the swamp, weaponized the FBI. This attack by Joe Biden was an attack on his political opponents. MAGA country to take America backwards? Excuse me, but in the last 18 months, we've gone back 41 years thanks to Joe Obama. In the last 15 months, gas prices have risen 220% thanks to Joe Obama and his failed and feckless policies. Why? Because he took America off of energy independence. That's taking America backwards. It's taken America backwards to be dependent upon foreign sources of oil from Saudi Arabia, from Russia, which helps enables them to fund their war against Ukraine. Venezuela, how about Iran? You want to talk about taking America backwards? You've got Adolf Biden buying oil from Iran, the theocratic Islamic regime who calls the United States the big Satan, calls Israel little Satan, attacks Israel through Syria, attacks Israel through Hamas, attacks Israel through Gaza. And you've got the wicked man Joe Biden funding this by buying oil from foreign sources after the United States was energy independent. You want to talk about taking us back? This attack by Joe Biden was an attack on his political opponents. End of story. Fan the flames of political violence. Adolf Biden, it was your party who dispatched your violent arms, Antifa and BLM, to burn cities down across America. Remember, it was Jerry Nadler who dishonestly stated what was happening in the Northwest was a myth. Really? Seattle was occupied 93 days? Portland was occupied for 60-something days by Antifa? Federal buildings attacked in Seattle? Federal buildings attacked in Portland? And Adolf Biden proclaims that MAGA is violent, when in fact it's Antifa and BLM who burn down cities, who are looting businesses, destroying small businesses, including minority-owned businesses, destroying property all across America, Minneapolis, St. Louis, Los Angeles, Miami, all across America. Wherever Antifa, which is the violent arm of the Democrat Party and Black Lives Matter, including killing and maiming police officers, throwing frozen water bottles at police officers. You ever get hit with a frozen water bottle? And MAGA is the clear and present danger? Republicans are the clear and present danger? The clear and present danger is the destructive Democrat Party. Antifa financed by George Soros. Antifa, BLM supported by the Democrat Party. And Adolf Biden talks about hope, unity, and optimism. I mean, this guy is an habitual liar. The wicked man's speech on September 1st was a speech of fear, a speech of division and darkness. You know, he, Joe Obama and the Democrat Party has embraced and they thrive on chaos. And we've seen this chaos. 27 months ago, it started with George Floyd. That was the chaos. That's all the excuse that Antifa and Black Lives Matter needed in order to destroy our cities across America. And it's Joe Biden who lives in the shadow of lies, who is squashing the future of possibilities, of dreams and hope. The Democrat Party has destroyed that hope. They're destroying our dreams and the possibility
and the possibilities in America. Joe Biden is the divisive wicked one. Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19. Amen. Happy Labor Day.
Well, we got some breaking news. Judge suspends DOJ investigation of Trump and grants special master request. This is pretty big. A federal judge on Monday granted former President Donald Trump a request that a special master review items the FBI seized from Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence and also halted the DOJ's use of the items for investigative purposes. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, Trump appointee judge, ruled that a special master will be appointed to review the seized items to determine if any are personal items or items subject to claims of attorney-client privilege. So we'll get some unbiased eyes on what they stole from the raid. That'll be very interesting. Yep. And then it ended up also that 50 folders of classified top secret material were empty. And we don't know if the ones that – remember they spread out all these folders on the ground for the photo?
Yes.
Make it look haphazard.
With the Time magazine in the background, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, many of those are believed to have been empty at the time. So,
you know, Al, when you're the Democrat Party and you employ a new search team, okay? You know, I don't remember much about Watergate, but I do remember watching it on TV. I don't remember the Democrat Party employing a TV news in order to produce their theatrics. And how Nancy Pelosi got away with it is beyond comprehension. I mean, I don't know. You know what? Take away the name Trump. Take away the name Biden. And just supplant it with, you have a government who's going after someone based on baseless charges, a baseless foundation. And you have one political party who's using theatrics in order to sell and manipulate you into believing this. And then it turns out that it was Joe Biden who ordered the raid on the Trump compound. So that means that you have Joe Biden further going after a political opponent. Now, in 2019, that was an impeachable offense. But because it's Donald Trump and because it was ordered by a Democrat, it's okay. But it's not okay. And now you're saying that these were empty boxes. These are empty. There was nothing. There is nothing. There was nothing. And again, man, it's just one theatrics after another with the Democrats, with the left wing. My goodness. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to. Go ahead.
Well, we do know that President Trump was in discussion and talks with all of the relevant agencies. In fact, they had just come to his house. His news report said they told him to put a lock on the door, so he did. So they were there. He was working with them, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they had this raid on his home. Some believe in violation of 4th and 15th Amendment. And that could be any of us at any time. So this special master is a really big deal. Hopefully we'll put an end to it. And we'll find out what's happening from a third party source. Not that it'll make the news or anything if there's nothing in there, but we'll see.
Yeah, you know what? That's the other thing that's really interesting. Here you have that doesn't make this okay. So you've got the DNC, you know, state-run media runs with this. You know, oh my God, they went to his house. They seized all these boxes. Okay, so do they talk about that President Trump already had been in discussions with the authorities? Did they talk about that? Did they talk about how President Trump had dedicated one room and was locked? And by the way, President Trump has Secret Service around him. So I don't know how much more protective you can get aside from being in the White House itself. Yet, you know, you have Hillary Rodham Clinton with a server in her bathroom, a personal server. And then it ends up, then the info ends up on that pervert, okay, who went to jail. What's his name? Who was married to Uma Abedin.
Wiener.
It was Wiener. Wiener's computer has the classified and confidential. Okay, maybe not. How about confidential information from Hillary Rodham Clinton's server to Wiener's laptop, and it's on his laptop.
Yeah, and that's where.
Go ahead.
And that's where James Comey came in and said, "Well, it's a yes, it's there, but it's a matter of intent. She didn't intend to do anything with it, so no judge in his right mind would take this case." And then he squashed it.
I'll tell you what, man. I think if this had been Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton stated that, you know, I've been in contact with the FBI, and we have our house in Chappaqua. I have a dedicated room, and I put all these documents in this room, and I've got it locked with Secret Service. And then the FBI comes in and raids his house, and the media would go, you know, they would go nuts over this. How could the FBI raid, you know, President Clinton's house after he's been in contact and he's been in discussions with the FBI on what to do, and he did everything they did. Now, put the name Trump, replace the Clinton name with Trump, and then you have all bets are off. The idea is to disgrace. Remember, it was Jerry Nadler's 6-page manifesto, How We Defeat Trump and His Extreme Agenda. And the one bullet point in this whole thing is we must discredit Trump at every turn. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that Trump's out of office. The idea is they have to get Trump at every level. You can't let him off. I mean, this is insane, man. I mean, I had a room that was locked, and the FBI still came in, and they raided my house. This was definitely politically motivated, and I don't know how I did. I've been in discussions with, you know, and even Hillary's been in discussions, and I let her. But when Trump does it, been in discussions, does it make any of the news? No, hell no. Hell no. Doesn't say a damn thing, man. It's truly incredible. There's a paper trail, How We Resist Trump, written by Jerry Nadler, a paper trail. So we must do everything we can to stop Trump and his extreme agenda now. To achieve this, we must keep our eyes on two important goals, depressing Trump's public support. What have they done? What have they done since November 4th, 2016? November 9th, 2016. They've sought for ways to depress Trump's public support. And now, Adolf Biden took it a step further by declaring war on anybody who's a MAGA supporter and dividing congressional GOP from him and from each other. And I do believe that Jerry Nadler and the Democrat Party did achieve that second goal, dividing congressional GOP from Trump and from each other. They've done that. Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Murkowski, they've divided them. McConnell. You know, Foghorn Leghorn is doing everything in his power to make sure that Republicans don't get elected majority in the Senate. And that's pretty sick from the minority leader, who is the former majority leader.
I don't know if this is a joke or not, but they're making a George Floyd movie, and Ryan Gosling is the lead role. Ryan Gosling is George Floyd. Don't know if this is true, but it's all over Twitter. Can you imagine?
I can imagine.
About diverse casting.
I'm surprised they won't get a white guy to play George Floyd.
They did. Gosling.
Oh, I didn't know he was white. I'm sorry. Boy, did I miss that one. Holy crap. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I know there are other stories out there. This speech on September 1st really incensed me, and I know it got Al as well, and it's incensed many people, and it's more divisiveness. And for a president of the United States to give this sort of speech to attack political opponents, and it's something for in which President Trump was impeached for in 2019, going after a political opponent. There's nothing inclusive. There's nothing about building unity. It is building divisiveness. Divided we fall. United we stand. Divided we fall. And there seems to be a great pleasure taken in Washington, D.C. by the swamp to divide this country. And how is it that if we love the U.S. Constitution, we believe in the Bill of Rights, and now we're the enemy, Al? We believe in free speech, and we're being attacked for it. But it's okay for the Democrat Party to question things. It's okay for the Democrat Party to make incendiary remarks, you know, about the 2004 election and challenge that. But God forbid that you challenge the election in 2020, and then you find out that you had a right to be upset because there were irregularities. Why are people being arrested for voter fraud? God almighty, I never thought that we'd see such a decline in the United States of America with regards to our politicians not upholding the U.S. Constitution. What'd they say? The Roman Empire lasted 245 years. The British Empire lasted 245 years. Well, we're right at that time. It's unbelievable how corrupt Washington, D.C. is, how corrupt these politicians are. A 50-year politician is absolutely one feckless individual, a liar and a cheat. Just wow. Wow.
Well, Donald Trump put out a tweet about a little while ago. He said, the USA is rapidly becoming a third world nation. Crooked elections, no borders, a weaponized Justice Department and FBI, record-setting inflation, highest ever energy prices, and all, including our military, is woke, woke, woke. Most dangerous time in the history of our country. And when you have the president isolating half the population as enemies of the state, very, very troubling. It's almost as troubling as when the president also called out people who were not vaccinated as this being a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and isolating the unvaccinated out. And we're still seeing that with the story that we started with at the very beginning of the show with the tennis player Djokovic not being allowed to come in and play.
Right. Exactly. You know, spot on. Just go ahead and condemn people. You know, make sure you divide this nation. If you're an unvaccinated individual, you're the reason for the spreading of the pandemic. Oh, really? Well, isn't it funny how 94% of the of those vaccinated are getting COVID? And the most natural immunity to COVID is getting COVID. yet Joe Obama has no problem with leaving our borders open. And there's another thing I found fascinating with his speech. And again, you laugh because it's incredible that Adolf Biden actually utters this nonsense. He talks about, we have drugs that are killing our children, fentanyl coming in the United States. We have to do something for it. You know, it's for our children. Really? You've abandoned the border since you took office on January 20th. You appointed a border czar, communist Kamala Harris,
who hasn't been down to the border. Oh, excuse me. She went to the safest part of the border and hasn't been down to the border since. In 18 months, we have drugs flowing through our open borders. I mean, the fentanyl that's coming through our borders is unbelievable. I don't know about you. I saw this video of the San Diego police officer who found a powdery substance in the back of a vehicle. They stopped. All of a sudden, the officer's cam shows him he collapses. It was chilling. Thankfully, other officers on a sergeant that was on site knew exactly what happened. He ingested fentanyl. He ingested the vapors of fentanyl, and he almost died. This is how powerful this is. And you would think that a president would close the borders. And Joe Obama has been negligent, treasonous in securing our borders. And he has the audacity to say he cares about drugs coming into America when, in fact, our borders are wide open. Our Border Patrol agents are doing the best they can in getting the drugs as they come across. But they certainly can't with the amount of people that are being that are pouring through our borders. Oh, we're going to have make the announcement about next week. Tom Trento?
Yes, Tom Trento will be on. We're going to have a discussion about the border. And in their defendtheborder.org project. So check it out, defendtheborder.org.
And that should be interesting because I'd like to hear from Tom. And of course, he is a friend of Tom Homan with regards to the border. I mean, we have a president who's been negligent. So now you have a campaign against the unvaccinated from the president of the United States, but an open border where illegal aliens, infected and unvaccinated, are pouring through our borders, yet you divide this nation by condemning Americans who aren't vaccinated. And now you have a president who is proclaiming that we have to try to save our children from the drugs, and you have an open border where even Border Patrol agents are showing the amount of drugs that are pouring through our borders, bricks of marijuana being shuttled in by their mules. You have illegals dying while they're bringing in drugs, backpacks full of 25-pound marijuana bales. I mean, this guy, there are no consequences for Adolf Biden's comments. None. And it's sick. Breaking news. FBI seized Trump's medical records in Mar-a-Lago raid. There you go. So much for the Privacy Act, huh?
Medical records? That is news.
Yeah.
How could that
really
have been in the affidavit? Yeah. They're just grabbing everything they get their hands on. They took the passports. There should be lawsuits out the wazoo for this.
Without a doubt. And the fact that it was the president who it was Adolf Biden who ordered the raid against his political opponent? Man,
yeah, there were some documents that from a month or two ago that Biden did know about this raid, even though he said he didn't. But that'll come out hopefully in the trial, if there is one.
Yeah, if there is one. But they seized his medical records. So now the government has, now you have the FBI who has, President Trump's medical records, and how with a passion they despise Trump, and there'll be some flunky in the FBI that they'll put up front who will release, right? They'll release his medical records, and then they'll say, I don't know, we don't know how this happened. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God almighty. Just a ray of sunshine today.
This Labor Day. The world is... I tell you, the world has gone a little crazy. But the good news is that Governor Abbott sending illegal aliens to Chicago and New York and getting the mayors of these cities riled up is infinitely entertaining, and I love it. I never get tired of reading stories about that.
I don't either. You know, you've declared yourself a sanctuary city. Okay, well, here you go. Well, you can't do that. We can't afford it. What do you mean you can't afford it? You've declared yourself a sanctuary city. You know the consequences of being a sanctuary city? Well, it's hurting our budgets. Well, no kidding. What do you think it's doing to the state of Texas? But the sick part of it is now you have illegal aliens flooding through our country. And now how are you going to monitor these illegal aliens aside from the federal government now financing these illegal aliens? You know, in the early 1900s, the 1910s, 1920s, you know, when the immigrants came from other countries, including Italy, when my grandfather came up, there was no welfare system. The community helped take care of their fellow Italians, their fellow Irish, their fellow from Polish. And the enclaves were created in New York and the big cities. But today, you know, it's like we have this endless stream of money, the ability to print this money, and we can go into debt for $30, $31, $32 trillion. And no wonder people are flooding to America. Because the Candyman's in Washington, D.C. The Candyman's in the White House. And no accountability. I'm just furious over it. This September 1st speech was horrible. And it was disgusting and despicable. And then you find that it was 83-year anniversary of Adolf Hitler's Reichstag speech. And it's like, there's no coincidence. I'm sorry. Whoever is handling Bozo Biden knew exactly what the significance of September 1st was. There was absolutely zero reason to conduct that hateful and divisive speech other than to declare war on MAGA as Adolf Hitler declared war on Poland. There are no such thing as coincidences anymore. I fully believe that when it comes to government. This corrupt cabal has other ulterior motives, and they're using Biden as the charlatan that he is. And he's enjoying it because finally, after 50 years, the charlatan Biden can project what he's been holding back for 50 years. Other than he doesn't have the mental acuity anymore, so you don't know what's going to come out of his mouth, but he doesn't care because he's reached the pinnacle of his political career. And he had to do it by cheating. But you know what? Biden's entire political career, and including his college life, was what? Was cheating. Plagiarizing. It was cheating. It was lying. And he's continued that lying and that cheating. And it's horrible because the United States of America deserves better. And it's time to throw every bum out of Washington, D.C., every one of them.
Yeah, the only way to do that is the elections, so
that's
vote.
Right. Yeah, and in Florida, do not vote for Ayala for attorney general. She's funded by George. She's a disgraced state's attorney from the Orlando Osceola District. She was removed, okay, as the state's attorney because she refused the death penalty. And that's the reason why she did not debate her opponent when she ran for the state's attorney. And you know what? Defeat the Marxist in Georgia for Senate. Defeat Raphael Warnock. That is the true radical. That's the true anti-American. But it seems to be okay with the Democrat Party to have these communists run for House and Senate seats. They're not the radicals. Oh, because they espouse the Democrat Party anti-constitutional position. Hogwash.
Well, Andy Ngo just reported that in Portland, far-left militant Antifa, who repeatedly had his felony Antifa riot cases dropped, has now been charged following a child sexting targeting online pedophiles. His name's Aubrey Ryan Quinn Ward, and get this, he was quickly released without bail.
God almighty.
The professional Antifa rioter. That's the problem right there, these DAs. George Soros buying these DAs for $1 million a seat was diabolically brilliant to cause chaos and shatter the rule of law in communities and making communities less safe. Absolutely brilliant. And he's letting these, and kids are paying the price, just like in this story from Andy Noth today.
Well, you know, isn't it funny, Al? Seriously think about this. So you have the left-wing community of San Francisco, and we know the politics of California is predominantly left in the big cities like San Francisco. Now, you've got George Soros funding Chase Bowden for the state's attorney for San Francisco. And quickly, Chase Bowden implements his adoptive parents' agenda, which is Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers, their communist agenda. And it only took 2 years, but the people of San Francisco quickly rejected that radical philosophy, that radical implementation. What does that tell you? When you sit back for a second, look how left-wing California is, how left-wing San Francisco is. And the people of San Francisco were so put out by this radical and extreme agenda by Chase Bowden that they recalled him. And they recalled him like 64 to 36. It wasn't even close. I mean, it was a huge recall. That, to me, that speaks volumes. And, you know, as much as we criticize these left-wing cities, the people in San Francisco don't like this turmoil. They don't like this crime. They don't like not being able to walk out on their streets and know they're not safe. And it was all due to this radical anti-American agenda that was financed by George Soros. And the people of San Francisco recalled Bowden. I thought that spoke volumes to me. But it has to be done in other parts of the country, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, look, we're down to the last 6 minutes. You have anything else to discuss about out? I know people are tired of hearing from me. So,
no, it's all good stuff. Very important. I mean, our country is definitely in decline, and these are serious times. How do you stop it when the higher-ups in the FBI, the DOJ, are attacking private citizens? They're coming after you. Who do you go to for the rule of law? How
exactly?
Go to the top, and the top is corrupted. Where do you go? There is nowhere to go.
And you've got members of political party, the opposing political party, have been silent. I mean, you know, did you know that it was Senator Rick Scott, who was the head of the senatorial campaign, the election campaign? He absolutely excoriated McConnell for his comments about not having quality candidates. Did you hear word one out of the media about that? No, but they can't continue to play McConnell's comments about not having quality candidates. I read Scott's reply. I'm gonna piece it out and put it on Twitter. It was amazing. First I've heard of it. I wondered why I think it was Cruz that made one comment. Where are the other Republicans? No. You know what? You want to talk about suppression? And you know, credit to Senator Scott for having the balls to say that McConnell's comments were treasonous to the Republican Party.
That's the kind of rhetoric I want to hear. That's the kind of pushback I want to hear from our elected officials when someone like Foghorn, Leghorn, McConnell makes such a disgraceful comment. But tomorrow night, we've got the Crossing the Crescent with Eric from Kafiristan. Eric's absolutely doing a great job. You want to talk about here's another guy who's been stalked and bullied by the Islamic community, and all he's doing is speaking the truth. So check out Eric tomorrow at 6 p.m. Wednesday, you got Hank Jones and Poly Sports. It's college football kickoff, and I'm sure Hank and his buds will be talking college football and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Thursday, you've got Paul Sutliff with the Sutliffian Report, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Paul's also the author of The Cancer of Civilization Jihad. You can pick it up on Amazon.com or go to Paul's website. Great book. Paul does an outstanding job. Friday, Andrew Harrod, Conservative Casual Friday. You can check out Andrew on jihad.watch and frontpagemag.com. He writes some great articles, and he has some great guests. So check out Conservative Casual Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Saturday, Minister Simon Dacnik and the beautiful Christy revealing the truth about Islam, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You know, here's a man who has dedicated his life to his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he goes around the country, and you want to talk about a man who's also bullied and attacked on a daily basis from the Council on American Islamic Relations. It's Minister Simon Dacnik. His biggest threat is he speaks their language, and he knows the Quran front and back as well as the Bible, and that's what CARE despises. So check out Osama at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, and Eric's back on Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time with his interfaith dialogue. It's the real interfaith dialogue, and it's simulcasted. Al and I will be back next Monday evening, and next Monday we'll have Tom Trento on discussing the defending the borders, and so please join us next Monday. That's Tom Trento of United West. So other shows on Block Talk Radio, keep your prayers for G-Ski of Airwaves America, Annie, Southern Sense Talk Radio, and a great sidekick, the author Curtis Bennett, 1 to 4 p.m. on Fridays, Eastern Standard Time, by the way. Chief Simple Facts of Life, Tuesday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Simone Nicole Show, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. on Spreaker.com. Hey, if you want a break from politics and Islam, Simone Nicole is a great self-help show. Check it out, Spreaker.com. Audrey Russo of Real Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Thursdays. Go to AudreyRusso.com. She is a great patriot, and she has some great guests. And Mr. P gives some great monologues. So check out Audrey Russo's show, Real Talk Radio. Al and I will be back next Monday evening. Al, any parting shots?
Adios, amigos. We'll see you next week.
I want to give a shout-out to Sue from New Mexico. She's sitting on the switchboard. Nice to see you, Sue, and I hope you're doing well. Also, the Bigfoot, our big patriot. Go to www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. Great blog spot. Great story yesterday. It's great stories every day, but I really love the story of bigfootsplace.blogspot.com about saving America from the Gatestone Institute. You can check that out on bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. Ducky Northwest, nice to see you. Gulf Bogus in the house. Alaskan, Baked Alaska, nice to see you. And I want to say hello to everybody in the podcast. Hey, happy Labor Day. Folks, be aware of your surroundings. And let's make America great again. Adios, everyone. Ciao. Be safe out there. Thank you for listening. God bless.
Good show.
And I'll tell you, Al, I've never been so fired up about responding. The speech is just unbelievable, man. I just
The asshole called out half the country. The president. Put us as enemies of the state. That's so unheard of.
Yeah, no talk about lowering gas prices, no talk about lowering inflation, no talk about lower grocery prices, no talk about defending the borders. You know, he gave a half-ass and a convoluted speech about drugs and about our kids, but what about closing the borders because this is how the drugs are coming through?
That's all going as planned, Vito.
Yeah.
That's in the plan. That's all working. No need to talk about it. It's working.
True.
It's these other people that are the problem. We are the problem. So we got to be called out. And now you wear your mega hat around now, you're likely to get attacked, I suspect, more so than a month ago.
Oh, I agree. And isn't that the part? Isn't that the prescription from the left? And that is to create chaos. So now we have an election upcoming. And because the Democrat Party is doing poorly in all the polls, so now you have the DNC state media is now propping up the Democrat Party. And now what you do is you make sure that Republicans live in fear, that conservatives live in fear. And if you display any type of Trump support, you are that MAGA Republican who's a radical, when in fact it's the Democrat Party who are the radicals and the anti-Americans and the fascists.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, I never thought I'd see things decline this quickly.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we made fun, you know, we talked about how Obama, you know, put things in motion, and then it was interrupted with Trump. Oh, you know, now we're back on track. But you're right. How rapidly the powers to be, by putting the chimpanzee Biden in place, they've been able to basically destroy, you know, everything that had been done over 4 years that's been good, including the rapid rise in debt.
Yeah, so true. All right, well,
all right.
Sure, but I'm going to rock and roll.
All right, you feel better. I'll talk to you later.
All right, good show. Have a great week.
You too. You two hit him well. Bye, Sue.
Bye,
you guys.
Sue.
Take care. Let's see. There we go.
That's all, folks.
Thank you for using Blog Talk.